Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to Genesis 5, 21, and we're going to read verses 21 through 24, and we're going to allow the Holy Ghost to take us where He needs to take us. Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we're asking now, God, that You would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church, and we bless You and praise You in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Staying Close to God. Staying Close to God. I was just awakened this week, and also, I had some saints call me regarding the times we live in and the things to be careful and to guard our hearts. Can I get an amen? Why? Because things are coming. And if you think that it's going to get better, think again. Because Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew 24, before Jesus returns, there's going to be total chaos in the world. Not just in the United States, but around the world. And so we, as the saints of God, it's not supposed to take us as we're surprised about it. No. God is letting us know the time we live in. Can I get amen? Because the Bible says we are living in the last days. So are we there with Genesis 5:21? This is going to be a key element for you and I, that we would learn to walk close to God despite of our circumstances. Because every one of us is going through something. Something in this world is pulling you from God. But I'm here to let you know that the grace of God, the power of God, the anointing of God will break every yoke. Can I get an amen? Amen. So let's all read together verse 21 through 24, and we can be seated. And it reads, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 and had sons and daughters. 300 years, wow. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. May the Lord have a blessing to the hear and read of His word. You may be seated. There's a whole lot. There's a whole lot in here. Just in this scripture alone, there's a whole lot. Number one, because Enoch was walking with God, he never saw physical death. God took him from the earth, snatched him up. Hallelujah. This is a picture of the rapture. Because if we're walking close to God, we're hearing His voice, and we're loving the things of God, guess what? When He finally parts the skies, He's going to take us home. He's going to remove us from this earth. If He did it like this, He will do it again. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at this right up here. When you come to the end of your life, what do you want people to remember about you? Do you want people to remember that you were an awesome man and woman of God, that you stood on principles? Or that you are a person that, wow, this person's in the clubs on the weekends, but on church on Sunday morning. Huh? I mean, we need to leave a legacy behind. We need to remind people who we are. That we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. God has sanctified us, justified us, hallelujah. He has set us apart. And we are now a new people. The Bible says we are new people in Christ. Behold, all things have, what, passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we are new creatures in Christ. Can I get an amen? So saints, perhaps you would like to be known for admirable qualities like kindness and love and generosity, knowledge or wisdom. Or maybe your skills and your abilities or the way you relate it to others are what you want people to recall about you. Can I get an amen? Amen? If you're a believer, the greatest compliment you could receive is the recognition that you stayed close and walked with God. That's what I want to leave behind. You know what? I've helped so many people accomplish things in their life, and it's just one little fraction of people's lives when they can own a home or sell their home, whatever. You know, I was a little part of that in their life. But you know what? That's not what it's all about. What it's all about is, how do people perceive your life? Do they truly say, man, that person is walking with God? And let me just tell you, when you have those signals going out from your life, and the Word of God, and the anointing of God is flowing through your life, let me just say this, it will have an effect on people around your life. Oh, yes, it will. It'll draw them. Why? Because they are looking for that same hope that lies within you. And the only person, the only people that can give them that assurity is you and I, who are living for God. So to walk with God means to keep Him at the center of our lives, saints. And everything that we do, that we say, that we think, in our relationships, we talked about finances earlier, plans, every area of our life. We just read in Genesis, and Enoch was a man who walked with God, and later on the Lord took him to heaven. He never saw physical death. Can I get an amen? Aren't you so blessed to know that? He's also mentioned it in the New Testament. Why is Enoch mentioned? Because he's very prophetic. The walk he had with God back then. Let me just say this. He was the father of Methuselah and Noah. Did you know that when Methuselah died, this is Noah's father now. It was Enoch, Methuselah, then Noah. As soon as Methuselah died, the judgment came. It came immediately. And many are saying, because Billy Graham's gone now, this man brought revival around the whole entire world. Over 250 million people became saved through his ministry. He preached around the whole entire world. And now he's gone. And let me just say this. Hold on to your seatbelts. Fasten them. Here comes what Jesus talked about in Matthew 24. But we see in Scripture here, in Hebrews, look, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found. This is in Hebrews, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So what is the legacy are we leaving? Are we leaving a legacy that we can honestly say, and people can bear witness, that you pleased God? Well, that was written of Enoch in the book of Hebrews. It's also mentioned right here in Jude. Now, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. So here's the key here, is when we are taken from this earth, we're coming back with the Lord, and we are counted as the 10,000s of saints, meaning there's going to be a multitude you cannot count. And that's going to be us coming back with the Lord. Where are we coming back for the Lord? Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints. What? To execute judgment on all. There's judgment that's coming. You know what? This is not a popular message to a lot of churches. Man, don't bring that judgment stuff in here. Don't even talk about Revelation. Why? Because there's the boogeyman in that book. No. Blessed are those who read Revelation. For they shall have eternal life. They'll enter in. Look at this. To execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them, all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against. There's a time coming, saints, and it's going to be a suddenly. You know what a suddenly is? I mean, everyone's going to be going about their daily life, and then suddenly something that is going to come like Jesus talked about. There's going to be a tribulation coming like no other, and no other time will there ever be one like that. And so get ready, saints. Enoch's descendant also walked with God. All of his descendants did. Look at this right here. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's how it was. It was just continually. Can I ask you a question this morning? The society that we live in, is it continually evil? Listen, when I was a child, we never heard of anyone going into a school and murdering innocent people. Now people are coming in the schools and just wiping out for no reason. And guess what? No one has even discovered what was their agenda. And now all they want to do now is take away your guns. You know why they want to take away your guns? It's because they know that Christians are armed up too. And we stand for principle. They want to take away so that they want to not only silence us, but even disarm us. There's an agenda. There's an evil agenda against the people of God, against just good moral people in our nation. I really believe we're at now the melting pot. And there's going to be an explosion in our nation. And guess what? God's saying, don't be fearful. Walk in faith. Walk in faith. So the conditions, saints, were so bad that the Lord was sorry that he had made man. And as a result, he eventually sent a worldwide flood to destroy everyone except Noah and his family. And so when I look at you and your faces and the walk that you're walking with God, that lets me know, hallelujah, that God is with us. God is for us. He is not against us. And when the day of suddenly comes, the day of calamity comes, we will be with him. Can I get an amen? So today, saints, we too live in a very sinful world in which people are lost and living in darkness. We know that because the word of God told us. It told us right here in 2 Timothy. But know this, that in the last days, how many believe we're in the last days? Oh, we are in the last days. Come on. Listen, the sign that God showed the whole entire world was when Israel became a nation in one day. God said, I'm going to gather them from all over the world. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel all prophesied that in the last days, he was going to gather all the scattered Jews and bring them back to the land. And did you know that that's the only nation in the entire world that was a people thousands and thousands of years ago and are a people of the same language and heritage again. All the Amalekites and the Perizzites and all the termites are gone. They're gone. They're in the museum. They're in history books. But the Jewish people are still there. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Because God's hand, that's a prophetic sign to us that we are entering in these last days. But look what Timothy said. Know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Do you know people like this? Or is it maybe just me that knows folks like this? Huh? You turn on the news, man, and you see thousands and thousands of people that are just like this. They're blasphemers. They mock God. Do you know that they mock God? Yes, they do. Look at this. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal. Brutal, man. There's murderers, people that will just go in and mow you down just because they woke up feeling like this is what they wanted to do. These are demon-infested people. Can I get an amen? Amen. They're filled with the demons. They're not psychological, you know, their minds are maybe, you know, yes, undeveloped or they're going through some kind of psychosis. No! These are demon-infested people. Demons are still alive. Did you know that? They're here. But one day I'm going to teach on the Nephilim. Because I really believe, because God said that they would come back again. I believe they're here. Man, if you look at the folks, man, that are demon-filled, they have a twisted, distorted face. Why? Because the demon is manifesting through the flesh. Despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. Having a form, you know, having a form of godliness. Oh, praise the Lord, God bless you, hallelujah. And then going back and living like the devil. Denying his power. They deny the power of God. They don't want the power of God. You know why? Because when the power of God comes, he will change you. But people love still, they gravitate to that sinful way. They love, they can't let it go. They don't know how to let God sanctify them and set them apart. I don't know if you recall, I was talking to my brother last night as we came in here and sat up. Last night, I can't believe it. My seventh, eighth, and ninth grade friends, who we were part of a national city gang called Breeds of NC, and then we graduated to the Majestics of National City, they were having a reunion. And they kept sending me messages. Hey, Fee, you're going to join us tonight? I said, I'm sorry. I can't be there. I go, some of you are my Facebook friends, and you know what I'm all about. I'm not going back to Egypt. I'm not going back there. Three quarters of them, they're still drunkards. They had the DJ going. And now that marijuana is legal, they are probably going to really blaze it up. And we used to hide from the cops with that stuff. Some of them are walking. Some of them are still walking now with cancer. I know that some of them are cancer infested, and they're still there partying. You know what my prayer is? Because a lot of them are my Facebook friends, that one day they'll hear a message. Hallelujah. And that they will sit down and hear it one day, and God will speak to them and save them right in their tracks. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Because God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Look at what it says here in verse 6. For of this sort, those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. Watch out, sisters. Single sisters, watch out, man. There's some grievous wolves out there. Man, they'll tell you, man, I'm Mr. So-and-so, saint of God. And all they want to do is you know what. And then cut and dry, leave you there alone. Because they're looking for gullible people. That's what they want to do. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. In other words, they'll come to the Bible studies. They'll come to the services. But they'll never come to that place of repentance, knowing God, forgive me and save me, that I can walk worthy of the call. Amen. They won't do that. So we need to look at some criteria for walking close with God. We need to be equipped. Can I get an amen? Amen. And listen, you know why sometimes, you know, you ever hear, well, Pastor Fee, didn't you preach on this one time already? Let me just say this. I'm going to ask you a serious, honest question. Can you recall what you did yesterday at 9:20 a.m.? How about Friday at 4 p.m.? How about Thursday at 6 p.m.? Our memories are so short. This is why the Jews had to mark down a place of remembrance. Every time they conquered, and they conquered their enemies. When we go to Israel, we're going to see Mount Gilead. We're going to see Mount Balboa. We're going to see all these places where these big old wars take place. And they remember that place. It was a place of remembrance. It's no different than we need to be reminded of the grace of God, the mercy of God, the word of God. Can I get an amen? It needs to always be revived in our life so that we can remember. Because we can forget right after this service. Oh yeah. Because the only thing on your mind is that new place, that revolution taco place that have these big old giant burritos. Some of us are thinking of that right now. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. Some of you might just go home a little early. Say Saints, in contrast, those of us who have placed our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, desire God's help. Why? Because we want to live in a manner that pleases and honors Him. That's what we are all about. We should be a people that will honor and please the Lord. Can I get an amen? Because when you honor and please the Lord, guess what? That becomes infectious with other people. They'll say, man, I want to live like that too. Not that we're perfect, no, but we're striving for perfection. Can I get an amen? We want to do the will of God. We want to do the things that are right. And so let's look at number one. Number one, we must accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. If He's not your personal Savior and He's just someone that's written in ink and pages, maybe today is the time to really enter into the story. Enter in. This is a time to truly surrender. Say, God, I need you. I really need you for the times that we live in. That alone. You know what? People have made this Christianity, I like how John Hagee says it, greasy grace. It's greasy grace. Oh, yeah, you just say a simple prayer and then go home and just live the way you want to live. No. No. Repentance must take place. And when repentance takes place, then the change can take place and God will change you. Can I get an amen? But you got to open up your heart through a spirit of repentance. You got to turn. Say, God, I've been going this way all my life. Now I need to make an about face and start walking toward you. And watch them do the miraculous. Can I get an amen? Amen? Oh, yes. This is the first and most essential requirement, because the only way to come to God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? Amen. Now, forget about all your religious things that you used to do. I've heard some of you have come even from being a Buddhist. Well, Buddha's still in his grave. Oh, yes. Confucius is still in his grave. Oh, yeah. Allah is still in his grave. Hallelujah. But the only one that rose again is Jesus. Jesus. He's the one that rose again. Can I get an amen? Look at what it says. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Come on, only through him. There's no other way. That's right. There's no other way. Hallelujah. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, and that name is Jesus. Can I get an amen? Amen. So, saints, once we have believed in him and received the forgiveness of our sins, our walk with God, that's when it begins. That's when we start really, truly living the life with God. And so, our second principle, we need to learn to listen to him. Listen to God. Hallelujah. A dear young brother, we were talking today during greeting. I'm not going to put him on blast. But he said, now I'm recognizing these thoughts in my mind that are not like God. And I'm learning to listen to God's voice to rebuke them. Can I get an amen? That's where the battleground is. It's in the mind. Because we cannot see spirit. So here comes these spirits that come and try to trip you up. They try to connive you. They try to tempt you. Can I get amen? But when God is living inside and he's all well up in you, and the word of God, hallelujah, is deep down in your soul, man, God will bring up a scripture and rebuke the devil, because only the word of God can bind up the devil. Can I get amen? Only the word of God can do that. Thank you, God. We need to learn to listen to him. The time we spend along with him, reading and meditating on his word and talking to him in prayer, is vital and essential. Can I get an amen? Amen. This is how you and I receive instructions and guidance for the day ahead. Listen, every Sunday morning, we bring some of the leaders in the back. Listen, if I don't pray for the service, I feel like I've done an injustice for you. Because I need to hear from God. Can I get an amen? We need to go before him and give him all praise, glory, and honor, and thanking him for another day that he has given us. It's vital that you listen to him, that you spend time with him. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Yes. And throughout the day, we are reminded of his ways and can ask the Lord for what? Wisdom, direction, whenever we need it. And so we go to the word of God. Look at this. More than that, Luke, in the book of Luke, Jesus said, bless. More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. So it's just not hearing for just to hear. It's what you do with it. Now that is entered in. Oh God, now let me apply it. Let me walk in it. Let me live it. Let me live out your word in me. Because let me just tell you, then the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest. Thank you, God. Listen, God needs constant communication. Why? Because there's going to come a time, hallelujah, when you will turn to the Lord like this. Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but we know who holds tomorrow. And so we go before the Lord. So God, help me through this situation. Help me with my family. Help me with my finances. Help me with my health. Ask God and stay in that constant communication with him. Can I get an amen? Why? Because he'll show you great and mighty things. Don't take it just because Pastor Fee's saying it. Take it for what it says, the word right here. Take it right there. King David understood this. Oh, yes, he did. The prophet Jeremiah understood it. Look at what it says here in Psalm. I love the Lord because he has heard what? My voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Listen, when you humble yourself and you're crying out to God and say, Lord, I love you, I praise you, he inclines his ear to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, you know, at the end of services, every now and then I will pray our benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom. I did a Hebraic root study on this. And when that blessing is proclaimed to us, Jesus comes to us on bended knee. And he picks us up like a little baby. And our face is looking upon him, and he's looking upon us with his countenance. This is how gracious God is. He will humble himself and pick you up. And just like you're a little child. And he tells you how much he loves you. Come on, man. He comes down on bended knee to us. We don't deserve it. Yet he's so loving and he's so gracious to us. Look at this. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. I hope that's your prayer. It's got to be your prayer. Can I get an amen? Because he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever think and ask and hope for. And so, saints, we have to learn how to trust him. How many can only say, I trust the Lord? Even in the midst of your turmoil. Wonderful testimony. I'm going to have them come up and testify. Oh, by the way, remember, it was Jennifer and Sean that came last week. They testified what God had done. And so before he was leaving, he asked me, can you go pray for my friend? Her name is Christina Flores. She's in a coma for 21 days. He was in a coma for 31. And said, yeah, we'll pray. And so the buckets went with me. I had Brother Felipe on the phone. We walked in the room, and Christina's sister, her name is Myra. She's been in that waiting room every day. Christina's son, who's only 14, has been in that waiting room. And they all are in dire outcry to God. God, save. Save my mother, save my sister, save my niece, save my... They're all in there. So we walked into the room, and the doctors allowed... They only allowed two people, but they allowed the buckets, myself, and the sister, Myra. So we just did what the book says to do. We went in by faith, laid hands, and started praying in the Holy Ghost. We just started praying. And then the room, I'm telling you, lit up. The glory of God came in the room. The sister that was praying with us on the other end, She goes, what's going on in here? It's so warm. My hands are warm. Man, the Spirit of God fell on this girl. And we prayed for her. An hour and a half later, we were told by she had called me and said that the doctors went in and saw that the virus had left her. Hallelujah. And her breathing has to go from 60 to 100. Then they could take the machine off. And so continue to pray, saints. Can I get amen? Continue to pray. Man, I'm telling you, God, we live in a time where God is going to show up. Hallelujah. In mighty ways. Hallelujah. And he's going to use you and I to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Oh, yes. God is able. God is able. How many believe God is able? Come on. We need to learn to trust God. Can I get amen? You need to learn to trust God with all your whole heart, soul, and mind. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. Because this is the scripture that we gave them. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You know, praise God. You know, I walked into that hospital room, and they had a little ledge on the end of the room. And, you know, it had all the, you know, the Catholic relics. We knew where their faith was. But God went past that. God will go past that. Hallelujah. We serve a living God. We don't serve a God that's formed out of statues and ceramics. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? God, see, God went past that. God is just looking for people that will walk in faith and go lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Can I get an amen? We serve a mighty God. So now, if we don't trust the Lord, we won't follow him, but we will prefer to rely on our own judgment, our own understanding. This is especially true when his path makes no sense to us or the timing doesn't seem right. We got to remember, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. Can I get amen? You can't figure him out other than you got to learn to trust him. Can I get an amen? You got to learn to trust God. King David did. Look at this. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. If you're truly seeking him with all your heart, soul, and mind, he will make himself known unto thee. Can I get an amen? Oh, King David knew right away when his enemies were chasing him and wanted to destroy his life. Oh, yes. Look what else he wrote in here. He wrote, "Oh Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you." How many right now can honestly say you're going through something right now? Oh, come on. That's right. We're all going through. We're all going through. But God is saying, are you going to look unto me or are you going to handle it with your own understanding? That's right. Paul knew. He understood. And when he wrote to the Roman church, he wrote this. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in what? Believing. You need to believe God. If you're walking around with doubt and unbelief, that is an enemy to faith. You need to walk in faith. Can I get amen? That you may abound in hope. See, by believing and trusting in God, you can abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. So saints, what we must remember is that we cannot fully understand God's ways this side of heaven. Can I get an amen? You can't. But we can trust him to always lead us on the right path. Did you know that God will never steer you wrong? You may trip and fall and go sideways, and God will make your path straight. Because that's the God we serve. Can I get an amen? Look at this. We should always agree with God. Oh, you know, there's a movie I'm going to show tonight at 6. And this movie is going to really say some, it's going to show some profound things of what actually happens in everyday life, especially when calamity comes, especially when things don't go our way. Are you still going to trust him? Are you still going to trust God? Are you going to agree with him? That's the most toughest thing to do. Is to see something not go your way And yet God still allows these things to take place. This is where you have to amend and say, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done. Jesus was in the garden. Many of us are going to go. And guess what? I've never been to the Garden of Gethsemane in the nighttime. We're going in the evening. And so Jesus went in the evening. Can I get amen? So somewhere, one of those olive trees that are still alive, they're over 2,000 years old in these gardens. They're still alive since Jesus' time. One of those trees, you could imagine, Jesus was crying out somewhere around one of those trees, saying, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He had to go to the cross for you and I. Man, I can't wait. Can I get an amen? Man, I'm telling you, for those of you that are going for the first time, it's going to be a time of your life. That's right. And guess what? Next year will be a time for you that are not going right now. You need to believe God, because God will bring in supernatural abundance so that you can go. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes, he can. He can drop something. He'll give you a white envelope. You know what a white envelope is? I shared with you before, when we used to attend Mission Valley, there was this one couple. And we had a big church, 3,000 folks. They had no money to go. But they believed God, that God had them on this trip. So here we are, we're gathering at the airport. They brought their baggage too. They had their passports. They had everything. And there was a couple, an emergency took place. They couldn't go, so they got to go. They trusted God. Listen, I'm not saying that this will happen this time, but you know what? I'm not counting out God. Can I get an amen? I'll never count him out. He's the God of all miracles. He's the God of the miraculous. He's the God of the supernatural. And so, when we disagree with his direction and think we know a better way, we foolishly or ignorantly, saints, try to make everything work out right in our own strength, in our own mind. But God's word tells us to follow the Lord. Can I get amen? Amen. Not on our own limit. You know, our limited understanding is what it is, limited. There's only so far we can think about things, and then we run out of things to think about. This is why we need God's word. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When you understand God's word, God will bring comfort, hallelujah, in the midst of a storm, because you'll understand his ways. Hallelujah, rightly dividing the word. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to be more ungodly. Man, just bind those things. Why? Because you're always going to hear the opposition come to you. When everything looks like it's impossible, God does the impossible things. Hallelujah. You know why? To shun those vain babblings. He's the one that puts the muzzle on them. He's the one that shames them. We don't have to do anything but trust God. Oh, that's right. I know. I know some wonderful men of God in ministries that were on the brink of destruction. And some of them had to sit down because some ungodly things came their way. And God said, just hold on. Don't say a word. And watch me raise you up. Man, I'm telling you, when God has your back, the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Know that he has your back. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. God is a worthy God. But listen, through this course, as we stay close to him, here's one of the key elements is this right up here. We must obey the Lord. Learn to obey him. Come on. Some of you, man, didn't make it past eighth grade, huh? Some of you didn't make it past six. Some of you didn't make it past four. Some of you got to 12th grade and then just walked away. I know so many people that got to 12th grade and they walked away from going all the way to get the certificate. Say, man, 12 years of my life was invested in here and I got a little certificate. And it doesn't get you much, but you know what it does? It allows you to say, man, it was worth it all. My parents had me go to school, and I obeyed them, and I obeyed my teachers, and I got this. Some even go on to greater things. Can I get amen? But the majority of the time in our lives, we were totally rebellious. Oh, yes, we were so rebellious. You know, for some of you, I'm gonna take you way back right now. I was 15 years old, and I was hanging out with my friends. You know, the Breeds of NC that met last night. But we were at a picnic at Lindo Lake. And I was invited because I had a lot of Portillo friends, and there was the Juarez's and the Portillos there. And there was an all-out riot with the Indians from one of those reservations. And I was just watching, man. It was like the screen was flashing so fast. I was terrified because I'd never been in a big old brawl like that. People were grabbing chairs and banging it on each other, man. These old Indian guys that had long ponytails. They were gray-haired. Man, they were just throwing blows. And then some of them were getting knocked out left and right. And I looked back and I say, man, that is a life of rebellion. I wasn't learning anything from that other than, man, I was terrified. And I remember where the trouble started. It started in the restroom. Those big old Indians were drinking their Gallo wine. And all it took was someone to say something, and then it went down. I look back at those things, and I was saying, God, thank you for saving me from a life of rebellion. Because all the people that I hung out with, all we wanted to do was rebel against authority, rebel against our parents, rebel against our teachers, rebel against everything that was right. Little did I know that God had a plan for me, and guess what? He has a plan for you. Can I get an amen? Man. And I thank God no one died. But I see some women throwing some blow. I mean, I never seen women. I mean, grown women throwing, knuckling down. I was like, oh my gosh. So maybe some of you were there too and didn't know who I was. I was that little runt hanging out with the rest of them, witnessing something that I never seen ever in my life. I was terrified as a 15-year-old. I never seen anything like that. But saints, now that God has given us truth, now that God has given us his word, now that God has saved us, we need to now embrace his truth. Can I get an amen? Amen. We have no more excuses like that life that I live. There's no more excuses. Why? Because God says in his word right up here, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's the bottom line now. There's no more excuse. We had all the excuses back then. Why? Because we didn't know who he was. We didn't know who God was. We didn't care. We were just living, man, the life that was self-pleasing. And look what he says here in Luke. But he said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Man, you need to keep God's word close to you. Can I get an amen? Amen. King David knew this. King David knew. Look what he says here in Psalms. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies. Can I get an amen? Amen. Come on, everything that God has proclaimed, we need now embrace it. Can I get an amen? If God said in the last days these things will take place, the calamity will come, we need to understand God's word is true. But we are to walk in faith, not in fear. Look at this. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with your whole heart. They also do no iniquity. You know what? This is what I love about. Because see, in our flesh, there's no good thing that lies within our flesh. But when you're walking in the spirit, you're seeking God, guess what? God then blankets you with his righteousness, and you can now walk holy unto him. And it's not the things that we have to strive for. Uh-uh. Walk in the spirit, the Bible says, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the provision. Look at this. They also do no iniquity because they walk in his ways. So when you're walking in his ways, there's no room for iniquity. And when it tries to creep in, you will know why. Because you have been in his presence. And you have his word welled up in you. So you'll know how to rebuke the devil when he comes. You'll know how to crucify this flesh when it wants to rise up and have its way. Everybody wants to have a Burger King life. Having it my way. Look at this. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. So God is just saying, man, stay committed unto him. Love him with your whole heart, soul, and mind. Can I get an amen? Amen. And when we do that, we also have to walk in the same direction God walks. Man, if God is saying, I need you to go this way, but go, no, God, I don't want to go that way. I want to go this way. You're on your own. He'll still come and save your bacon. But you're on your own. Now you've allowed temptation to come. You have allowed things to come your way that he did not intend for you. So you got to learn to walk in his ways. Can I get amen? Learn to walk with him. Oh, that's right. Jesus has a uniquely designed will for each of us. It's tailor-made for you and I. This is why it's so important to seek his guidance every day and be committed to whatever he desires in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. He won't allow you to accomplish something without him. It needs to have the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen? Why? Because it always leads us to make wise and godly directions and decisions in our life. Oh, yes. Look at the word God says. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will what? Be added to you. How many want his blessings? Seek him. How many of you want continual grace and knowledge and wisdom? Keep seeking him. Stay in his presence. Stay in fellowship with him. And when things don't go your way, don't have a pity party. Oh, woe is me. No. Rise from above that and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Look at this. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day in its own trouble. Why are you worrying about tomorrow? It's not even here. God, did you know that God gives you one day at a time? Amen. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. He's giving you only this day. And we're living in it right now. Can I get an amen? Amen. So live it to the fullest. And by the grace of God, when we lay our head on the pillow and he's gracious enough to give us another day, then tomorrow we can rise up and praise him. Can I get an amen? Amen. But that day hasn't arrived yet. So worship him now. Give him all the praise, glory, and honor that belongs to him. Can I get an amen? Also, saints, we right here, we must stay in step with the Lord. I heard Brother Joshua say, come on, you guys need to get in step. I go, man, he must have saw my note. You have to stay in step with God. You know why? Because he's one step ahead of us. So we got to always stay close to him. Amen? You can't box in God. You can't make him a genie in your bottle. You can't just rub your lamp and here God appears. Uh-uh. If that's your mindset, you better reject it. Because his ways are not our ways. Can I get an amen? Listen. How many of you want the assurance to know that he has a mighty plan for you? Huh? And not because Pastor Fee is saying God has a mighty plan. I can say all kinds of things up here. And if it don't line up with the word of God, you need to reject it. Can I get an amen? I'm only going to give you what God says. And so you have to believe that he has a mighty plan for you. It was prophesied thousands of years before you were conceived in your mother's womb. That God already knew you. God already saw you. God already seen the beginning and ending of your life. Can I get an amen? So this is where you have to learn to trust him. Trust him because the prophet Jeremiah said this, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will what? Listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, I will be there. What? Come on. You got to believe. You got to believe what God has proclaimed over your life. Listen, he chose you. We didn't choose him. Can I get an amen? And because he chose us, he has the best for us. Amen. I don't care what comes your way. I don't care if sickness comes. I don't care if death comes. I don't care what comes your way. God's plan for you is the best plan. Can I get an amen? Amen. He will not fail you. We may fail each other, but he will not fail us. Can I get an amen in the house? God's word is our compass that shows us whether we're walking in the right direction and at the right place. Can I get an amen? And also the right pace. We don't want to get ahead of him. I've seen some saints get ahead of him. Oh, this is the one for me. Man, let's run to the altar. Uh-huh. A week later, oh, Lord, why did I marry that person? Oh, God, help me. Uh-huh. Because you went ahead of him. That was the blessing he had for you. You got to wait on the Lord. You got to wait on him. He will strengthen you. He will guide you. He will lead you. He will bless you. Can I get an amen? We just read he has the best plan for you. So just slow your roll. Slow it down. Wait for him. Can I get an amen? He's got the best for you. He's got the best for you. That's right. So as we read the word and listen to the Lord, we become receptive and sensitive to his leadership so that we can learn and trust to obey him. Since he's omniscient, meaning all-knowing, all-powerful, hallelujah, he's all-present, meaning you could be right here in Chula Vista and he's over there in China right now at the same time. He fills all space. So knowing that, wouldn't you just rather rely on his best than your own? Come on, because he knows the future. We can be certain that his timing for our lives is always the best. Look at number 8 right here. We must always want to love God. Did you know? Loving God is not a suggestion. How many believe that it's a commandment? Okay, only half of you rose your hand. Okay. So, yeah, God wants it to come from within. But if you can't figure this out already, that it's a commandment to love God, someone needs to go back to their word and read it again. Because this is a requirement for God, from God. As believers, as children, he paid a mighty cost, a price to pay. And so he's looking for us now to love him, to praise him, to glorify him, to magnify him. Oh, yes, he is. It says right here. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. What? It's not a suggestion. It's not a suggestion box. Just go ahead and put your suggestions in the box. It's a commandment. He's commanding us to love him. You know why? Because there's no greater love than a man who had laid down his life for us. Hallelujah. No greater love. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, that's the tough one right there. I got to love him? I got to love her? You got to be kidding me. That's what God said to do. Listen, there are going to be folks in your life, they're going to rub you so wrong. They're going to step on your toe. That probably has, what do you call those ingrown toenails? Yeah, your bunion. They're going to just step on that right there. Ah! Oh, yeah. They're going to get on your last nerve. Oh, so you don't know people like that, huh? Okay. I must be talking to myself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It's proclaimed in heaven. It's already a proclamation. It's already a commandment from God. We have no excuse. So if we're harboring bitterness towards someone, man, you better let that go. Let go and let God. How many want to know that I'm at peace with God and I've took care of these issues in my heart? Can I get an amen? People are going to come and go in your life. People are going to say some radical things. People are going to slander you. They're going to do all kinds of manner of things that you would have never thought. You got to let it go. Let it go. Don't hold on to it. Someone today is getting set free from this right now. Some of you came in, man. Man, that dirty rat. You're going to get it. That dirty rat. Also, I don't think some of you remember Dick Tracy, huh? Humphrey Bogart? Yeah, so. Yeah, you dirty rat. Listen. And once we learn to continue to love them with our whole heart, soul, and mind, just like this, one of the key elements in this walk with God is we must forsake sin. You have to learn to forsake sin. That's right. Just because he saved us doesn't give us a license to do what we want. God is looking that we would live holy unto him. That's right. Listen, we're not going to live a perfect life. We're going to have mistakes. We're going to have faults and failures. We get that. But he's able to raise you up. He's able to cleanse you and wash you afresh. If you confess those things to him and you forsake those things. Man, there's some things that men have been delivered from. Pornography and drugs and alcohol. Women, no differently. We've all been delivered from something. Can I get amen? Amen. And so now, once we've been delivered from that, we need to forsake it. That's why I didn't go to that Breeds of NC thing. I couldn't go back there. There's no way. The smell of alcohol and marijuana will just bring me back to back in the day, man, when I was living for the devil. I'm not living for the devil no more. Can I get amen? I'm living for God. And next time I get another invitation, I'm going to invite every one of them. Okay, I may go, but I want you to come to the house of God first. Let's make a deal. You come in here and get the word. Hallelujah. And then we'll talk about hanging out over there. But I want to see if you'll come and give Jesus 40 minutes of your time. Thank you, God. We must learn how to forsake sin. Can I get amen? Amen. You know why? Because Jesus said this. Listen, I'm serious. When Jesus spoke the Beatitudes, and this is over there in the Tiberias, we're going to go to Tiberias, and we're going to go on one of those boat rides across the lake. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to see on one of the hills the Mount of Beatitudes. We're going to see all these things for ourselves. We're going to see the Word of God come alive. It's going to just bounce right at us. But this is what he said when he was on top of that mountain. He said this right here. Blessed are the pure in heart. For what? They shall see God. See, the prerequisite of being able to have a pure heart, number one, you have to come to God and acknowledge who he is in your life, that he died for your sins, that you've repented, you have received him as Lord and Savior. Now he can empower you to live that pure life. You can't do it on your own strength. You know, there's nothing wrong with the 12-step programs, and then they learn about a higher power. But with Jesus, all you need is one step. Can I get an amen? One step. All you need is one step. And then he will pick you up and carry you the rest of the way. You want a pure heart? You need to follow him. You need to connect with God. Not through Twitter. Not through Facebook. Not through Instagram. Not through texting. How many likes did I get today? I didn't get enough likes. I'm going to repost it. Oh, I'm stepping on someone's toes right now. Let me move on here. Let me move on. Saints, we should ask the Lord to reveal any sins in our lives that are causing us to stumble. Can I get amen? Amen. So we can forsake them and continue walking with him and enjoying the blessings of an obedient life. Listen, as I shared earlier, we were rebels without a cause. We were living a life of rebellion. And now we've been privileged to obey God. Have you got a hold of this? Whom the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. What are we free from? Yeah. We're free, yes, from sinning against him now. Now God has unshackled us so that we could come and worship and praise him. Because at one time you didn't have a mouth and a heart and a mind to worship and praise him. But now that he set us free, we can forsake that old way and come and praise him, give him glory and honor what he's done in your life. Can I get an amen? Oh my God. Get a hold of this, saints. Get a hold of this, saints. He's coming soon. Can I get an amen? And so our last point here is right here. We also have to pursue a life of holiness. Pursue it. This isn't a perfect life, but one that is surrendered and committed to the will of Almighty God is what God is looking for. He's looking for your life to be committed unto him. That you're sold out. That's right. Sold out. Amen. I believe there was a gospel song called Sold Out. Who can think of the singer? Can you remember that song? Sold Out. Helen Baylor. Sold Out. Are you sold out? I ask myself every morning, God, I want to be sold out for you. I don't care what comes my way. I don't care if things don't go my way. I want to be sold out to you because I know that you could do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Be sold out, because the Word of God says this right up here. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the things of God. Look at it, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to be more ungodliness. They will. The days that we live in, they're cursive. You can't even watch a sitcom no more. All they want to show you is iniquity. All they want to show you are the things that the world's mindset now calls good. So the last days that we live in, good will be called evil and evil will become good. The devil has come to pervert the wonderful things of God. Look at this. And their message will spread like cancer. Look at this. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort who have strayed concerning the truth. There are some people, man, that say, you know, enough of this Christian walk. I'm going to go have it my way. So they forsook Timothy. They strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrew the faith of some. That caused people to stumble. So God said, let them go. There's some people, man, that'll come in and out of your ministry, and they'll come and they'll say some things that are off the wall. They don't even line up with Scripture. Let them go. They want to go? Let them go. They were let go. Let them go. Why? Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. Let me just say this. God has a seal on you. Can I get amen? Amen. When you gave your heart to Christ and you surrendered, you were baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost of promise. God has sealed you. Can I get an amen? Until the day of redemption. Look at this. And this, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. How many can honestly say you are his? Come on, I want to see more than one. Come on. How many can honestly say that you know that you are his? That's right. Look at this. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You catch that? God is saying live holy before God. Hallelujah. Shun those things that will deter you from the will of God. God's word is true. Depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood, clay, and some honor and some for dishonor. There's some folks, man, they still live a lie. They still live a lie at home. And no one, let me just say, no one's going to follow you to your home and put a spyglass on you and then come to church and blast you on the screen. He knows. You can't fool a holy God. He sees all. He knows all. Hallelujah. This is why when you get tempted, bind it and rebuke it. Don't allow the temptation so that you can play ping pong with it. Because let me just say this. Sometimes the devil will win and cause you to stumble. That's right. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of what? Honor. So listen, walk worthy of the call. Say, man, I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to hang out with those who chew and do. I'm not going to do none of these things no more. I'm going to walk worthy of the call. I'm going to walk holiness unto God. Can I get amen? I know this is not a popular message. Some people can't stand this message. You know why? Because they still want to do things their own way. But you know what? God said, deliver this message. I got to obedient. I have to be obedient to God.
Amen.
Look at this. He will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. That's what he's doing. He's raising you up to do a good work. Yeah, we're small here. But you know what? Bible says one will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. That means there's power that God has given you and I. Power. Hallelujah. Never forget that. So he says, flee all youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the name of the Lord with a pure heart. That's what God's looking for. That's all he's looking for. It's just walking a pure heart before him. Can I get amen? And watch him do great and mighty things in your life. See, God will not mingle his spirit in your sin. But when you're striving to live holy unto him, he will use you in miraculous ways. Can I get an amen? Amen. I'd rather walk around with the anointing in me, man, and it's just bubbling in my being, knowing, hallelujah, that he's with me. And wherever I go, hallelujah, I will proclaim him. He's looking for vessels that he has built up from the ground up. Because, you know, when you came to the cross, he had to break you down. And he's starting to rebuild our lives now. Thank you, God. So, saints, when we pursue holiness, we will be quick. See, here's one thing about a saint of God. I know because it happens to me. We will not live a perfect life. Can I get an amen? We will have our mistakes. We will have our slips, our failures, our faults. Oh, yes, because we live in a body of flesh. But God makes provision. Aren't you so blessed that he makes provision in his word? He makes provision for you. Why? Because he cares for us. He knows we're frail here. And so remember this. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to what? Forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from what? Some? Maybe
all
unrighteousness. Man, God makes a provision. Aren't you so blessed to know that he's for you and not against you? My goodness, God is a mighty God. Come on, you got to give him praise and glory. He's worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. And so as we close, I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to go before the throne room of grace. Amen. Number one. In light of all these criteria, can you say that you are walking with God? Huh? Can you say, listen, we don't need a show of hands of this. This is between you and the Lord. No one's going to put you on blast. But I believe he's already blasted us with his spirit and his word that we would grow in the grace. So in the light of these criteria, can you say that you are walking with God? Amen. This message is to encourage us. This message is to empower us. This message is to continue to do the will of God before he comes. Can I get amen?
Yes.
Number two, which ones are true of you? Which ones? So you get it? This is where you take self-inventory. This is where you look into your heart. Say, God, if there's an area in my heart that needs to be corrected, God, correct it. Because I know man can't fix it. Only you can fix it. I can't even fix it. I mess it all up. Number three, which ones could use some improvement? What areas in our life can we honestly go to God and say, God, man, I really need help in this area. Okay, I'll give you a little secret with my issue. I'm always going, God, help me, because sometimes I just eat too much. I do. I said, God, strengthen me. So the past 4 days, I need you guys to pray for me. I'm not eating anything after 6, because my pet peeve is eating at night. And it's automatic, just a chip here, this there, a bowl here, and then I wake up feeling awful. So I'm squealing on my flesh right now. Pray for me, saints. Pray for me. Because I can't do this on my own strength. I need supernatural strength. I need God to empower me. Amen. I love ministering the word of God. And the only way that I can keep going is to keep this flesh intact before he comes for us. Can I get amen? So I covet your prayers. Can I get amen? I put myself on blast today. I'm not going to put you on blast. I'm putting myself on blast because I need it. What can you do to be more consistent in walking with God? All of us have issues. All of us have things that we could work on. Amen? That we can ask God to strengthen us. And let me just say this. He already knows our frailty. So don't be afraid to come to him. He already knows. And he has the answers. Do you know that? He has all the answers. And number 5, what inspires you to persevere in your walk with him? What inspires you? You know what inspires me to continue this walk with Christ? It's the joy. Yes. Despite of myself. Amen. It's the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. And also the joy and the privilege. I'm saying this with a capital P. The privilege to serve you all. Amen. It's a privilege. It's not an obligation. It's a privilege that God has given me to serve the saints of God. Can I get an amen? And this is my heart passion. This is what I love to do. Whether we're 3,000 or there's just 20 of us, it doesn't matter. I've been in a big church. I've been lost in a big church. I kind of like the smaller church because it's a little bit more intimate. I don't have to sneak out the back door. Where did the pastor go? Oh, he's gone. No. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. So let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this day. And Father, I'm praying, Lord, that if there's someone here that's struggling, Lord, we don't need to know what that struggle is because you already know the struggle. Lord, that they would confess those things to you. Lord, that they would turn over those things in their life to you. And Lord, that you would raise us up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. You would strengthen us. You would heal us. You would deliver us. You will be the one to go forward and lead us to that path that you are leading us, oh God. And for some that have maybe taken a wrong turn and are going a different direction than God, this is your day that you said, you know what? I'm putting the brakes right here. I'm coming back to you, God. I'm going to do your will, not mine. Have you noticed that your will kind of fumbles the football? And then he has to give you the ball again so that you can cross the goal line. God's merciful. And if you're listening to this message, if you never surrendered to Christ, right now I'm going to ask by faith that you would surrender your heart in the name of Jesus. And so pray this simple prayer. This simple prayer, it's not a miracle prayer. All it is a heart cry to God. God has given us prayer to communicate with the Holy God while we live here on earth. In a fallen world, he's given us that awesome tool of prayer to communicate with the Holy God. So pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe death and burial and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life. in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him glory in the house. Come on, is he worthy? Is Jesus worthy? Come on, is he worthy of all praise? Is he worthy of all the glory? Hallelujah. Oh, we serve a mighty God, saints. We serve a mighty God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.